Biden's newest reparations plan, pay off Trump-era border crossers with amnesty. By John Binder on February 3, 2022. The newest reparations-style plan from President Joe Biden ditches cash payouts to border crossers subjected to former President Trump's zero-tolerance policy and, instead, provides them with amnesty to permanently resettle in the United States. Last year, Biden's Departments of Justice, DOJ, Homeland Security, DHS, and Health and Human Services, HHS, were in settlement talks with border crossers represented by the American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU, who claim they have suffered trauma as a result of the Trump-era policy. For months, reports circulated that Biden was considering giving payouts of $450,000 to every border crosser involved in the case, costing about $1 billion in American taxpayer money and more than was given to the American victims of the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks. As Breitbart News reported in December 2021, Biden dropped the payout plan following intense backlash from the American public. Some polls showed that 63% of Americans, including 64% of swing voters, were opposed to the plan. Now, Biden and Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas are urging Congress to authorize a new payoff plan, amnesty for every border crosser subjected to Trump's zero-tolerance policy. Mayorkas told NBC News, "We are advocating to Congress that they provide these individuals with legal status that requires a statutory change. The White House is 100% supportive of it, as am I, and we continue to advocate vigorously for it." Amnesty for the border crossers would be far more lucrative than the previously circulated $450,000 payouts, as it would allow them to secure green cards and eventually naturalized American citizenship that they could then use to bring an unlimited number of foreign relatives to the U.S. through the process known as chain migration. Last April, House and Senate Democrats introduced legislation that would provide a reparations-style amnesty to border crossers subjected to the Trump-era policy. The plan, though, has gone nowhere in either chamber. Angel families, who have lost loved ones to illegal immigration, have previously told Breitbart News that none of these illegal aliens deserve anything more than a removal back to their country of origin. What does the government owe the families who have been victimized by illegal aliens, often forever? They asked in a statement last year. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.